This is session on Gayatri Mantra and Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. I'll explain one mantra at a time, its meaning, its purpose, its goal, its objective, how to practice it, at least to some great degree, and then after, at a certain point, these two mantras, they take an esoteric form, and that is when the discussion on this, on these mantras and application of these mantras are somewhat forbidden. Forbidden means they are supposed to be imparted in a restricted fashion, but up to a certain point these mantras can be talked, spoken, and practiced. So while following the injunctions, the rules and laws laid down in the scriptures, I am going to explain what these two mantras are. First, Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra is called mother of all Vedas, mother of all knowledge, mother of all revealed scriptures. This mantra consists of 24 syllables. The seer of this mantra is a great, great, great sage, Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra is one of those great sages who is regarded as epitome of austerities, discipline, resolution. Vishwamitra, the seer of this mantra, is regarded as a man, a human being with such an indomitable will, with an unshakable faith, with a determination that cannot be altered. Therefore, this mantra is considered to be a conduit to gain that power of will, indomitable will, unshakable faith, a determination that cannot be altered. This mantra also has a very, very, very tender, motherly, feminine aspect. She is called Gayatri. The mother, the energy laden with consciousness, accompanied by a feminine tender attribute that is always apt, always ready to help, guide, protect. The moment you recite the mantra, the energy of protection, the energy of purification immediately surrounds you. So ga means that upon recitation, tri, which protects you. That's why this particular 24 syllable mantra got the name Gayatri. This mantra, as legend goes, was revealed to that great sage I mentioned, Vishwamitra. By the time this sage received this Gayatri mantra, he had become Vishwamitra, the friend of the universe. That indicates that if you practice this mantra, you will become friend of the world, friend of the universe. Others will become friendly to you. The very element of animosity and hatred, aversion, will be wiped out. You will find yourself spontaneously floating into the deep, deep, wonderful lake of forgiveness. And it is upon tapping yourself into this great flow of forgiveness, you find a lasting peace. You learn to forgive yourself. You learn to forgive others. You find yourself at peace. Before that, constantly mind is trying to figure out how to get around, how to compete, how to defend, how to protect, how to argue, how to debate, and how to win. Here you win because you have completely come to a state of complete resolution. Conflicts are gone and you are a happy person. That is how this mantra initiates the process of inner purification. Inner purification. That's why this mantra is called Mantra for Purification. Mantra for overcoming your weakness. In the process of your evolution, either you follow the path of purification, overcoming of your weakness, and thereby you become stronger. That is the process that is initiated by this mantra. Whereas the other mantra that I'll explain, the Mahamrityunjaya mantra, that comes from other side. You discover the strength within yourself. You make yourself stronger in the area where you are already quite good, strong, and automatically thereby you overcome your weaknesses. That's a different one. So this is called Gayatri Mantra, therefore. I'll recite this mantra here just once, and for much, much more detail, and for a systematic recitation and memorization, you can go on our web, which we are posting on the web also, and you can get more details there, and you do lots of drills and rehearsals there. The mantra is Om Bhurabhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. Don't be afraid of the length of this mantra. Once it is in your memory, it really flows very well, and there very soon it comes a time when your mind really falls in love with this mantra and mantra begins to just flow quite effortlessly. Then let me explain the other mantra, Mahamrityunjaya mantra. As I was telling, this Mahamrityunjaya mantra is mantra for true health and healing. Health of the body, purification of the mind, and enlightenment of the soul. That mantra also has its own history. That mantra was revealed to a very unique person. His name is Kahoda. Some also known as Kahola, K-A-H-O-L-A. Kahola is a very, very, very unique master in our tradition. Very ancient. As the history of our tradition informs us, he had very amazing kind of family life where under the circumstance he decided to overcome all fears once and for all. He committed himself to extreme practices of meditation, austerity, penance, purification, fasting, pilgrimage, charity. And there came a time when the realization dawned, the revelation dawned, and this mantra came to him. The mantra is Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pustivardhanam Urvarukmiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamratat. And again, to learn this mantra, you may go to the web. We have done long recitation, word by word, then at slow pace, then faster pace, and so on, and also the meaning and whole description of this whole mantra is there. So the simple description of this mantra is that this mantra was revealed in such circumstance where the very purpose of the revelation behind this mantra was helping the aspirants to overcome, conquer the fear of all sorts. Therefore, by practicing this mantra, you attain freedom from fear. Fear of what? Fear of loss. Fear of not having, not being able to have which you wish to have, and fear of losing that which you have but you might lose. The fear of not being able to have and fear of losing that you have. And the most desirable thing that we wish to have is this life itself. The greatest loss is associated with the loss of life. Death is like an embodiment of all the losses. With death, everything is lost. Thus, we do not want to die. It is too much to claim that by practicing this mantra you will never die. However, one thing is guaranteed, that you will come to know why you were born and how not to die without achieving that for which you were born. Because greatest loss is dying without knowing why you were born. And thus, starting your journey afterwards with empty hand and walking in vacuum, staying in limbo, dying with that regret that who am I, why was I born, what did I achieve, whatever I achieved, was it worth, and ultimately, if it wasn't worth, then what is there worthful? You achieve that knowledge. And much before that you gain that knowledge. What else you gain? You gain access to your own navel center. You gain access to that inner fire. You gain access to that vitality, that inner strength, that self-confidence, that which channeled properly, utilized properly, can boost your immune system, help you cultivate your stamina, become strong, become healthier, and become a clearer person. This particular mantra, as opposed to the other mantra, the Gayatri mantra that I told you, has a masculine kind of feeling. There is a much more active sense of taking charge of your life is involved in here. It is not as much as surrendering to a motherly attribute of God as it is to coming in touch with that fatherly attribute of God, fatherly attribute of divine, where you no longer wish all the time to be to be accompanied by a babysitter. but rather you find yourself on the path of an inner training, a training and education that helps you to take charge of your destiny and thus bring qualitative change. And that qualitative change which begins to take place from inside, that is the quality of this particular mantra, Mahamrityunjaya mantra. This mantra is, according to the scriptures, flashed forth. It came out from the third eye of Shiva. That's how also this mantra is called Netra Mantra. Netra means eye, the third eye, and mantra. Netra Mantra, the eye that flowed from the third eye of Shiva. And the scripture that describes this mantra is called Netra Tantra. The tantra, the scripture pertaining to the third eye of Shiva. So Netra Tantra is the main scripture that describes the entire dynamics of this mantra. And since this came out from the Netra, the eye of Shiva, this mantra is also known as Netra Mantra. As far as effect is concerned, the goals and objective is concerned, since it brings about fearlessness, it brings about health and vitality of your body and mind, since because it brings about overall transformation in a positive and constructive manner in your surrounding, that is why this is called Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. The great mantra that which helps us overcome our limitations, including all those limitations which are caused by or that which have their origin in our old age, death and disease. That's why this is called Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. Now I must add one more component in it. Both Gayatri Mantra, the motherly aspect of the mantra that has much more focus on cleansing and purification, as well as Mahamrityunjaya Mantra, which is much more like fatherly aspect of the mantra and has much more focus on health and healing, inner strength and vitality. Both mantras are taught in the scriptures to a certain extent, to a certain level. So for example, Gayatri Mantra, reciting Gayatri Mantra, giving Gayatri Mantra to anybody, or anybody doing the Gayatri Mantra at this stage, which is Om Bhurabhuha Swaha Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yonah Prachodayat. This level of practice of Gayatri Mantra. And then other one, that is Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukimiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrtat. This level of Mahamrityunjaya Mantra, it can be taught, it can be shared, it can be practiced in any general fashion, to in any manner. And one thing is guaranteed, that it will do some good. It will never do anything harm. There is nothing like side effect. There is nothing like any prohibition imposed on it. Practice the mantra, meditate on the mantra, recite the mantra up to one mala, two mala, 10 malas, 100 repetition, 400 repetition, up to 900 repetition a day. That's perfectly fine. There comes a time, however, when the same very mantras, they are practiced along with certain rituals, along with certain seed mantras, the cosmic sounds, universal sounds. They are called Bija Mantra, the seed mantras, along with certain rituals or along with certain visualization deep inside yourself on particular chakras. While visualizing, let's say, for example, certain yantras and mandalas, then the same very mantra has a totally different application That is in the tradition, it's called Prayoga Shastra. Very unique, focused application of the mantra. That is where a person-to-person interaction is important. And there is nothing like keeping a secret. It's not called keeping a secret. It is called learning in right manner, in right time, for right purpose, making sure that all the limbs and organs are well formed. No. Just as you are having a baby. How great is joy to have a healthy baby. And how painful it is to undergo birthing process and suddenly realizing you got deformed baby, some limbs and organs are missing. It's neither good for the baby, nor good for the parents, nor good for anybody. Similar is the case here with these practices. There is a right way of doing the same wonderful practice. There is a wrong and unhealthy way of doing the same very good practice. So right practice done in right manner for right purpose, taught by a right person in right manner to a right student, all that really makes a very much sense. There is nothing like secret. It's taught. Had it not been taught to anybody, then how would I know? And also it's written in the scriptures. And those who have direct experience, they understand the value of teaching those scriptures in right manner so that neither the student, nor the teacher, nor the divine energy that fills the space within us and outside us is slighted. For that purpose, there is another aspect of Gayatri Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. It is these two mantras we are advising students to practice for their own personal health and healing, for their own inner purification, by observing your own circumstances, by examining your own mind, by observing your own thoughts and feelings and sentiments, by looking at your own circumstance and scenarios in your own life, you can see whether Gayatri Mantra is more appropriate to you or Mahamrityunjaya Mantra is more appropriate to you. If you are not able to figure out exactly which one is more appropriate to you and you seem to be drawn to both equally, then just pick up one, really doesn't matter. And whenever you meet an experienced person, discuss. This is why satsanga is so important. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will open. And that's why we go to the experienced people, we travel far and wide, and therefore, whenever the right time comes, we definitely find the right place, right person who can help us, and guide. Start your journey with very, very basic steps of Mahamrityunjaya Mantra or Gayatri Mantra, and please get ready for your own personal transformation and contribute to the transformation of collective consciousness, which automatically happens when we as individuals are healthy, happy, peaceful. Automatically it happens. We do not need to make an additional effort. And this is what these two mantras are all about. And for correct pronunciation and also for a very systematic methodical drills regarding the memorization of these practices, these mantras, as well as how should you do, please, you can log on our website and it's all there. God bless you. See you again somewhere.